With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President-elect Trump's pick of Marco Rubio as Secretary of State is getting good reviews in Israel, bar Elon University political scientist Ilan Gilboa.
There are people at the State Department that are anti-Israel, and during the Biden administration have voiced opposition to American support for the Israeli war against Iran's proxies, especially Hamas and Hezbollah. Marco Rubio would have an opportunity to deal with those dissenting voices.
Another Trump nominee, Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, has resigned from Congress, ending an ethics probe after Trump nominated him for attorney general. According to Politico, Republican senators have already expressed doubts that Gaetz could get confirmed to that powerful cabinet spot as the pick gets fierce pushback across the party. A judge rules on Elon Musk's swing state sweepstakes.
The judge ruled Philadelphia's top prosecutor failed to show it was an illegal lottery. The prize was open only to swing state voters who signed a petition endorsing the constitutional right to free speech and to bear arms. Lawyers for Musk's America PAC revealed in court the recipients didn't win a game of chance. They were instead chosen to be paid spokespeople for the group. DA Larry Krasner said people were being scammed. The judge said Krasner didn't provide any evidence beyond mere speculation. Musk invested more than $70 million in the Political Action Committee to help Donald Trump return to the White House. He has now been tapped to lead a Trump administration government efficiency effort. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 47 points. This is SRN News. The leader of the Church of England has resigned.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby says he will step down in response to outrage over a sex abuse scandal in the state church. A new report has revealed that a man who worked for the Church of England abused numerous children in the 1970s and 80s, and when it was discovered, Anglican officials covered it up. In fact, Dr. Welby found out about the scandal in 2013, and critics say he failed to do enough to bring it to light and punish the abuser. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study from the University of Colorado reveals that books advancing the LGBT agenda in public school libraries were the most likely to be challenged by parents. A comprehensive review of more than 2,500 books challenged in 32 states during the 2021-22 school year found many of the same titles appearing again and again. One of those books is Gender Queer by Maya Kubabi. This is SRN News. Markets had an up-and-down day.
Stocks drifted to a mixed finish on Wall Street after the latest inflation update kept the market's hopes up for another interest rate cut next month. The S&P 500 ended a little changed Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 47 points. It's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 0.3%. Treasury yields were mixed in the bond market after a report said inflation came in exactly as expected last month. That strengthened expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates at its December meeting for the third time this year. Seth Sutel, New York.
A man who worked for the U.S. government's been charged with leaking classified information assessing Israel's earlier plans to attack Iran. That's according to court papers filed Wednesday. The man, identified as Asif William Rahman, was arrested by the FBI this week in Cambodia and made his first court appearance in Guam. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.